Future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fade.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's the Wednesday, the 3rd of January 2018, and Bitcoin is currently trading at $15,076, which is up nearly 9% in the last 24 hours. Ripple's currently at $2.77, which has absolutely been ripping, and that's up 15% the last 24 hours. Ethereum, that's at $884, which is up nearly 2%. Bitcoin Cash, I'm seeing at $2,771, which is up 6%. Cardano, my God, is nearly at a dollar. It's at 99 cents, which is up 29% in the last 24 hours. Litecoin's at $251, down 3%. Stellar is currently trading at 75 cents, which is up 34%. My gosh. Dash, that's at $1,176, and that's currently up 3% in the last 24 hours. The current market cap for the crypto space is $700 billion. Woohoo! When I first started this podcast, I think it was like $270 billion. So what a journey it's been thus far, and we're just getting started. Bitcoin's dominance of that is 36.1%. With that in mind, let's get on to the news stories, because we have some absolute crackers today. So let's get on to them.
Crypto news flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
The first story today, and the story that has been making the rounds on forums, on blogs, anywhere you've looked in the crypto space, you've seen this story. So let's get into it. Peter Thiel's VC fund invests millions into Bitcoin. Market reacts. So this story is talking about Peter Thiel's fund, what's been going on, and the investment he's been making and his kind of views on it. So let's get into the story. Peter Thiel's San Francisco-based venture capital firm, Founders Fund, has invested millions of dollars into Bitcoin. The Wall Street Journal reported today, citing sources familiar with the matter. The fund reportedly invested $15 to $20 million in Bitcoin, which has grown into hundreds of millions in the past year alone. Since January 1st, 2017, Bitcoin has risen almost 1,500%. The Wall Street Journal reports was unclear on whether or not Founders had sold any of its holdings to date. Thiel, co-founder of PayPal and an early Facebook investor, also served on President Trump's Technology Council advisory service. So at an investment conference in October, Thiel spoke positively about cryptocurrencies and in particular about Bitcoin, saying, While I'm skeptical of most cryptocurrencies, I do think people are a little bit underestimating Bitcoin, specifically because it is like a reserve form of money. If Bitcoin ends up being the cyber equivalent of gold, it has great potential. So since the Wall Street Journal reported on the Founders Fund Bitcoin investments, the price of the leading cryptocurrency has gone up, growing almost 14% in the past few hours alone. To a peak of $15,444 a coin, Bitcoin has been trading sideways since, priced at around $15,000 at press time. The price boost today follows a volatile past few days, and weeks for that matter, after the coin hit an all-time high over $20,000 in late December, and then crashed to as low as $11,833 on December 22nd. Today, Bitcoin dominance reached a new all-time low of 34.97%, reflecting an increased market interest in altcoins. Other well-known mainstream investors to bet on Bitcoin recently include Bill Miller, who told reporters in mid-December that 50% of his hedge fund's money was invested in the leading cryptocurrency. The launch of Bitcoin futures last month on two major American exchanges has also brought more mainstream investors into the cryptocurrency market. Boom! Great story. With that in mind, let's get on to the next one. Putin advisor says crypto ruble will circumvent sanctions. Government remains divided. Huge story. it's such an exciting story, because if Russia do decide to use a crypto ruble, it's going to have a massive effect on other countries that are currently having sanctions at the minute. So it's so interesting. Let's get into the story. At a recent government meeting, Sergey Galiev, economic advisor to President Putin, said the crypto ruble could help alleviate the pressure of Western sanctions. The Financial Times reported Monday. However, there is still no unified official stance from the government of Russia on the question of issuing a national digital currency. The Russian crypto ruble is essentially a digital ruble, a government-issued digital currency accepted as legal tender. According to the FT, Sergey stated that a government-controlled cryptocurrency like the crypto ruble would help Russia disregard Western sanctions. This instrument suits us very well for sensitive activity on behalf of the state. We can settle accounts with our counterparties all over the world with no regard for sanctions. A divided front. Sergey's positive stance on crypto ruble is the latest position in the ongoing back and forth on the topic within the Russian government. According to Russian news agency TASS, during a December 28th meeting on legislation for digital currencies in Russia, government officials spoke negatively about the crypto ruble. Both the Deputy Minister of Finance, Alexei Moiseev, and the first Deputy Governor of Russia's Central Bank, Olga, stated that they did not see a need for issuing a national digital currency. However, in June 2017, at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, one of the senior advisors held the opposition positive, saying, "We will definitely get into a virtual national currency. We've already started working on it." The Russian government has been publicly discussing the idea of a government-issued digital currency as legal tender as far back as 2015. Originally, QE, a publicly traded Russian payment service provider, initiated the idea for a Russian national currency called Bitruble. The Russian State Duma has an official working group in place that looks at cryptocurrency risks and regulations. There, it has been reported of outside cryptocurrency bans in Russia in the past few months. The government's official stance remains unclear, leaning toward regulation of the digital currency use case. Great story, very informative. I found that if they were going to issue their own token, what would the outcome be? How would Western society view that? I don't think it's viewed very positively, obviously, because they have sanctions against them because they didn't, they weren't cool as a country. They did some stuff that, you know, we had to reprimand them for. So interesting, because that's kind of a way that we deal with nations that don't really go by the book. You know, do stuff, you know, maybe trade on the black market, so on and so forth. We sanction them. And it's kind of like I guess it's a way to stop certain countries from doing bad things. Well, we try, that's what we think anyway. But this could potentially get rid of all of that. So, very interesting system. Let's get on to the next story. The cream of the crypto crop. 10 best performing assets of 2017. Now, with 2017 firmly in the rearview mirror, it's time to take stock of the best performing digital currencies of the year. Bitcoin grabbed plenty of headlines on its way to a brief stop at $20,000. But in terms of percentage gains, it doesn't even crack the top 10. Other altcoins like Dash posted impressive gains, reaching a 13,900% return at its mid-December all-time high. Dash price reiterated somewhat, ending the year with a 9,265% gain to capture fifth place in the rankings. Likewise, Ethereum had a banner year, setting in at number six with gains of 9,162%. Litecoin, one of the oldest altcoins, closed the year with 5,045% gain and took the number nine spot. So let's get into what was the best form in crypto. I've got 11 here. So I'm going to go through them from bottom to top. So at the bottom, we have in 14th place. Now, I've added Bitcoin in because Bitcoin is one of my favorite cryptos. That's 14th place, but let's go for it. That's up 1,318% for 2017. Omazgo, also known as OMG, that's up 3,315%. Litecoin, that's up 5,046%. Binance Coin, 8,061%. Golem, 8,434%. Ethereum, 9,162%. Dash, 9,265%. Stellar, 14,441%. Ardor, 16,809%. NEM, 29,842%. And last, but no way least, Ripple, 36,018%. Woo! What a return. What a return. I hope everyone listening to this podcast bought Ripple at 3 cents. I hope they did. If they didn't, you're missing out. I'm not sure if I'd get in at this price. I mean, there's a lot of hype behind it. It's like $2.77 at the minute. But it's an interesting one to watch. And I'd be interested this time next year to be reading out the biggest gains. I wish I knew what they were so we could invest now, right? But we gotta do our work, do our research, and keep in tune to the crypto space. With that in mind, let's go into the top Twitter tweets.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Joseph Young. You can go follow him at @IamJosephYoung. So let's go through the tweet. Huboy, formerly the largest cryptocurrency exchange in China, will launch in South Korea and Japan. It has secured a big partnership with Japanese bank SBI. SBI also acquired a stake in Huboy's Japan and South Korea ventures. Huge news there. Huge news. Go follow Joseph to stay informed in the crypto space. The second tweet today, and a happy tweet, I guess you could call it. It's from Yeezy, and you can go follow him at CoinYeezy. Interesting handle. Happy birthday, Bitcoin. 9 years ago today, the Genesis block was mined, and Bitcoin has grown to change the world. Satoshi Nakamoto included this text in the Genesis block. The Times, 03 Jan 2009, Chancellor on brink of second bailout for banks. And that was a UK newspaper. I believe it was the Times. Great tweets there. Follow them both. They have great content like the SVK Crypto 50 Minutes Crypto Fame podcast. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SVK's current global crypto view.
Quickly, before we get to the next part of the show, I just wanted to mention on the 10th of January of this month, we have a fantastic show in store for you guys. We have When Cryptos Rule the World, which is being hosted at WeWork Moorgate in London. The event's going to have speakers such as Nick Aiton, who's the London correspondent for Cointelegraph, Shane Kehoe, co-founder and CEO of SVK Crypto, Cyrus Faisal, who's the CEO of Swissborg, one of the most exciting ICOs out there, along with Blue Zell, of course. And they're currently in the crowd sale stage. It's going to be a fantastic evening. It's a free event. Feel free to come down and join us for a beer. Email myself for more details. Let's get on to the next part of the show. The ICO we're going to be discussing today is Blue Zell. Blue Zell is one of the most exciting ICOs at the moment. It has so much hype behind it. So what is Blue Zell? Let's go through the facts and figures. So the project name Blue Zell, token symbol for this will be BLZ. The white paper, you can go check it out at www.bluezell.com. Hard cap for this project is $19.5 million between both private and public sale for 33% of total token supply. Conversion, 1 BLZ equals 12 cents. Maximum market cap at ICO on a fully diluted basis is $59 million. Bonus structure, 20 to 30% bonus during pre-sale. Bonus tokens will be locked for 30 days. There was a private pre-sale. Whitelist is closed on December 18th. ERC20 token, which means it's based on the Ethereum blockchain. Countries excluded are China and UN sanctioned countries. So I assume they're going to be accepting guys from the US and girls, of course. Timeline is start date is January 18th. 2018, starting at 10 a.m. SGT, 2 a.m. UTC, and will run for 15 days, ending on February 2nd, 2018, at 1:59 a.m. So, project overview, what is Blue Zell? Blue Zell is a decentralized database solution for decentralized application, or dApps. It is different from other file storage projects in that Blue Zell focuses on database, while other projects focus on files. Files are relatively large, and their contents are not searchable or structured in any agnostic way. File storage services are optimized to deliver whole files and lack the granularity required to do search and retrieval within file efficiency. So they've really kind of nailed what they're looking to do in that sense compared to other ICOs that have come. Filecoin is one. There was a $98 million ICO that raised money very successfully, but I don't think it has traded yet to date, and that was 4 or 5 months ago. So how advanced is the project? Bluezell was founded in 2014 by Pavel Baines. So here are some of the achievements since they began. So 2015, launched Canadian Ripple Gateway directly connected to Canadian Banking Debit Network. 2016, raised seed financing round, built Ripple-based cross-border payments, POC, for global banking platforms, built Ethereum-based consumer mobile insurance application for global insurer AIA. 2017, built Ethereum-based KYC ledger for International Banks Consortium, consisting of OCBC, HSBC, and MUFG. Built Ethereum-based insurance platform for a larger Asian insurer, raised $1.5 million and a round of international VCs. Just to name a few, Global Brains, which is a Japanese-based firm, True Global Ventures, which is a European-based one, and LUM Partners, which is based in China. Below, so let's go through a current roadmap projected by the Bluezell team for their development over the next 2 years. So Q1/Q2 2018, data storage and retrieval development. Q3/Q4 of 2018, desktop browser and mobile apps for more interaction and node scoring such health metrics. Q1/Q2 2019, functionality updates along with proof of stake requirement for producers. Q3/4 of 2019, massive security updates to protect against a myriad of potential attack techniques. So the team, the CEO, Pavel Baines, he's built, always got a lot of experience in building and marketing sector. I believe he's been in finance as well since that kind of sector since 1999 while participating at a few VC firms and co-founding Panda Stories, a children's story startup that have been publishing titles for media brands such as Warner Bros. And DreamWorks. Niraj, which is the CTO, has over 18 years experience in software engineering, worked at Google, IBM, Hewlett Packard, and most recently with Digital Infinity Systems, which is pretty impressive. Nitin, who is the senior developer, around 12 years experience in program analysis, most recently with TEEMA Consulting as talent manager for 7 years. So they've got a really, really good team behind them. The opportunities, most apps will utilize database to a certain extent. Bluezell's main competitor is BigchainDB, but BigchainDB is more focused on enterprises while Bluezell is more focusing on dApps. The team has strong background and has been in the blockchain space since 2014, so they've got good experience. Concerns, we don't really have any. For flipping, good. The hard cap is low for the problem that Bluezell is addressing. Okay, all main criteria, including team, idea, token metric, market awareness, and roadmap, are above average. Due to the overwhelming demand, the white list has closed much earlier than anticipated, and is expected that the individual cap will be very low, causing unmet demand for the tokens. For long-term hold, good. The project solves a pain point encountered by many dApps, and we believe the team has the capability to execute the project's vision. We believe that the decentralized database management solution is needed in the majority of dApps, so Bluezell is a great potential if dApps become widely used. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Remember to like, subscribe, share our content. Remember to email myself if you have any questions. The best thing to reach me on is cstory@svkcrypto, cstory@svkcrypto.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more great news. Have a great day, and I'll be back soon.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.